The Roman Gabriel Show. I want to decimate the cartels more than anything. I was asking during Trump 1 to declare the cartels as global terrorists. Well, President Trump did that in February right away when he got into office. So everything is coming together. But one thing that we need a lot of effort on and a lot of work, and it shouldn't be that difficult to do, is we must provide mandatory education in every school in America, because the kids right now today, they're being deceived to death. They don't know what they're taking. The illicit drug supply is tainted. So programs like you're offering, Roman, and some of our colleagues that are offering already in schools that are producing, you know, spectacular results with the kids, we got to put that on steroids and we have to move that forward. So thank you for bringing it up.
The Roman Gabriel Show.
Welcome to The Roman Gabriel Show with host Roman Gabriel. Faith, family, sports. Roman goes up close and personal with high-impact difference makers from the world of sports and entertainment. Get more exclusive content at RomanGabrielShow.com. Now, here's your host, Roman Gabriel.
Welcome to the Roman Gabriel Show. My guest is Derek Maltz, the former acting administrator of the Drug Enforcement Agency. For many years now, Derek has been at the forefront of calling for greater awareness and education about the number one killer of our children in America, fentanyl. Since 2020, our country has lost over 500,000 people and many, many of them children. Derek has dedicated his life to working with angel parents across the country who have lost their children to accidental fentanyl poisoning, while assisting them in proactively getting the message out through opioid legislation, school assembly programs, and parental support resources. Derek comes from a law enforcement family and is widely recognized as a national leader in the fight against fentanyl and global drug trafficking. He frequently appears in U.S. media and testifies before Congress to raise awareness on critical public safety threats. If you want to know more and be educated about the number one health crisis in America, hear the commitment law enforcement has to protecting America and what all of us can do to keep our children and families safe. Stay tuned and enjoy my conversation with former acting director of the DEA, Derek Maltz. And remember to hit subscribe so you don't miss another podcast. For more sports, entertainment, education stories, and more powerful media content, go to RomanGabrielShow.com. Be sure to catch The Roman Gabriel Show on YouTube or anywhere you get your podcasts. And remember, hit subscribe.
The Roman Gabriel Show.
Welcome to The Roman Gabriel Show, RomanGabrielShow.com. Coming in with me, very excited today, a good friend and a servant of this country. He's the former DEA acting administrator for the United States of America, now the senior vice president of global business growth and strategy for PennLink, and he has been an incredible leader in the movement to help save lives when it comes to the fentanyl crisis. I'm looking forward to our conversation because there's a lot to talk about. So with me, Derek Maltz. Derek, how are you, buddy?
Roman, thanks for having me. I look forward to this interview, and I thank you for all the amazing work you're doing.
Thank you, my friend, and I'm really excited to have you in today. So tell me about your experience in the White House and everything that you did there.
So, you know, first of all, my father was in the DEA 30 years. My brother died in Afghanistan in the war. I worked in DEA 28 years. I have a lot of passion for national security, public service, and public safety. So I was assigned, my last assignment before I came back to DEA was running the Special Operations Division. So I saw, you know, the synchronization of effort among all the agencies in the government, but I also witnessed the beginning of the bombing of America with chemicals coming out of China. So when I got back into the government after supporting families for about 8 years, 8 or 9 years, all I wanted to do is help illuminate the messaging and get the support from President Trump and the new administration. And I have to say, they're doing phenomenal work. I'm not being political, but what they've accomplished already in like 8 or 9 months, it's unprecedented. I mean, look at the border, right? We were saying for many years how the cartels were taking advantage of the weaknesses with no security at the border, and they were flooding our country with people, and they were flooding our country with deadly drugs. And President Trump, in a very short time, he sealed up the border. We don't have them taking advantage of the border anymore. Also, if you look at the amazing work that they've done just recently on the chemicals they seized in Houston, 300 kilograms of precursor chemicals to make methamphetamine. So law enforcement has been doing great. They're removing people from the country. They're sending people back. Now they're starting the whole of government approach with the Homeland Security Task Forces, using the intelligence community and DOD. This is something I was dreaming for many years, Roman. So obviously I'm excited. That being said, just to be very clear, I want to decimate the cartels more than anything. I was asking during Trump 1 to declare the cartels as global terrorists. Well, President Trump did that in February right away when he got into office. So everything is coming together. But one thing that we need a lot of effort on and a lot of work, and it shouldn't be that difficult to do, is we must provide mandatory education in every school in America, because the kids right now today, they're being deceived to death. They don't know what they're taking. The illicit drug supply is tainted. So programs like you're offering, Roman, and some of our colleagues that are offering already in schools that are producing, you know, spectacular results with the kids, we got to put that on steroids, and we have to move that forward. So thank you for bringing it up.
Derek Maltz with us, former acting DEA director of the United States of America, and now, as you said, a new job, senior vice president of global business growth and strategy for PenLink. And real quickly, tell us, what is PenLink, Derek, for people that are out there?
Yeah, so I work for PenLink. It's a company that provides software solutions. They provide tools to help law enforcement go after these networks, you know, with the communication data specifically. We have an open source intelligence tool as well. They kind of come together. So we're collecting all the judicial evidence, all the open source intelligence, and we're actually putting it together with the goal of illuminating the network for the customers, the law enforcement, and the Department of Defense and other agencies around the world, and then hopefully put them out of business. So it's a really awesome company. The tools, the people, and the mission is kind of what we're doing every day, trying to help law enforcement.
Derek Maltz right here on the Roman Gabriel Show, RomanGabrielShow.com. Just for an audience out there that some may not know a ton about fentanyl, let's just talk about a few of the statistics here. We've had over 500,000 people perish from fentanyl poisoning in the last 5 years. And by the way, that's more than all of the soldiers in World War II that died, which is around 403,000, which is an absolutely incredible statistic, which is hard to wrap your mind around. Second thing is that obviously it's the number one killer of 18 to 45 year olds in our country, the number two killer of 5 to 14 year olds. And a UCLA study, we're losing about 22 students per week. That was a 2023 study. Now, some of the numbers are down, but they were so high, over the last, before President Trump got into office, over those 4 or 5 years, that we're still fighting a battle here. And I think some of the other statistics, Derek, that are really interesting to me, and this just came out, and you were talking about the importance of education. It's why our organization, the Sold Out Youth Foundation, is so committed to this. They just did a study that said that 65% of seniors in high school believe that it's okay to take a pharmaceutical pill from a friend, like a Percocet or a Vicodin. They don't see that as a risk. So those numbers alone are startling. So this is by far, would you agree, the biggest health crisis that we've ever faced in terms of killing people in our country?
Yes, and it ranks up there as one of the biggest national security threats, because the Chinese Communist Party, the criminal networks, they're destroying our future generation. I mean, look at this, Roman. This is the babies, right? You've seen me hold this up. These are little babies that have no future now. They're in the ground. They've been buried because they're coming across the fentanyl and the other deadly substances that are coming into this country. And this didn't start like yesterday. You know, I tracked this starting back in 2008, 2009, when the Chinese criminals were sending K2, spice, bath salts, also known as synthetic cannabinoids, synthetic cathinones, and then they went on to fentanyl and fentanyl analogs, and started sending the precursors to Mexican cartels to make their own fentanyl. Now the Chinese are exporting into America. They're sending, you know, nitazine, etanitazine, metanitazine, you know, protonitazine. They're sending carfentanil. They're sending xylazine, which is a horse tranquilizer, not made for human consumption. It's causing necrosis, the rotting of human tissue. So the country's under attack with these chemicals. And unfortunately, the kids are not being properly educated. And that's why we like to say, you know, they're being deceived to death. Because a lot of the kids today, Roman, as you know, they're under increased pressure. There's depression, there's anxiety. In the post-COVID world, a lot of these kids, they were isolated socially. They couldn't go out and play with their friends. They kind of lost interest. They spent all day long on social media sites. So now they're turning to drugs for help. They don't want to talk to their parents. Their mental illness services in America has been really bad over the years. So it's really a sad situation. And the criminals are taking advantage of this. So criminals take advantage of weaknesses and vulnerabilities. So now we have to do a much better job. Like, we need a Operation Warp Speed type of approach on the education of our kids in this country and the families. Moms and dads, grandmas and grandpas, aunts and uncles, they just don't know that the illicit drug supply is tainted. I mean, this year alone in the DEA so far, they seized over 32.5 million fake pills. They seized over like 6,600 pounds of illicit fentanyl. What does that mean? If you look at DEA's last statistics, 5 out of 10 of the pills that they analyze contain a lethal dose or potential lethal dose of fentanyl. If you look at, they looked at the powder that they seized like last year, over 30% of the powder that they seized contains xylazine. That will destroy your organs, like necrosis, the destruction of human tissue. So it's a chemical attack on our country, but we're treating it like grandpa's opioid crisis. This isn't about a doctor overprescribing legitimate pills. There's no such thing as a legitimate pill unless you're getting it from the pharmacy, you know, prescribed by your doctor. So it's a whole different world. Synthetic drugs have been a game changer to America.
Derek Maltz is with us, former acting DEA director of the United States of America. And Derek, see if you can clear this up, because when I spent time with you guys up at Arlington earlier this year, I asked the question, you know, you mentioned the large amounts of fentanyl coming into the country and the large amounts that we see on the news from seizures. But what percentage, Derek, are we getting, you know, let's say over the last 5 years, how much of this is coming in and what's the percentage that we're actually capturing? Because a lot of people say, well, when they give these big numbers, well, we're really getting all the stuff that's coming in, and that's really not true, correct?
Great, great point. I mean, unfortunately, I don't have a PhD in border statistics. I could tell you from my entire life in the DEA and talking to border experts, they estimate that we're seizing no more than 10% of what's coming in, okay? So the streets are flooded. So do the math. A couple of years ago, the DEA seized 80 million fake pills. So if that's 10%, think about it. That's a lot of pills out there in America. So again, nobody really knows for sure, Roman, but what I can tell you is right now, fentanyl production appears to be down a little bit in Mexico. The seizures at the border have gone down over the last several months, which is a good thing. But the production of meth in Mexico is up, in my opinion, based on what I'm seeing around the world. And cocaine is not only at record levels of production in South America, but it's being pushed around the world. And there's a lot of people addicted to cocaine.
Well, Derek, let's clarify the difference between fentanyl, a poison, and what you talked about in the drug epidemic. For those that are not, for my audience out here, I'm pretending today you don't know anything about it. That's why it's so great to have Derek on the program. Derek, what can this poison be in?
Well, right now we know, let me just be really clear. People get confused about this. When you're in the hospital and you have cancer and you're having surgery and the doctor orders fentanyl. That's a good thing because it's an opioid. It's very powerful. It's a Schedule II drug in the hospital, and it's going to help you feel better because they're going to put a drip, and the IV drip is going to put really important synthetic opioids into your system. But what we're talking about today is illicit fentanyl that's produced in labs in China or labs in Mexico. And that stuff is being put in, you know, pill presses, and bad guys are making pills to look exactly like Oxycontin, Percocet, Vicodin, Adderall, for an example. And when these bad guys are making these pills in these pill press machines, they're not putting any legitimate prescription in there. So even though it says Percocet, and the kid thinks they're taking a Percocet, it's 100% fake. There's fentanyl in there. There's mixing agents. There might be xylazine in there. There might be carfentanil. There might be nitazine. That's the problem. Kids are taking the pills, and they think they're taking legitimate prescription drugs. There's no such thing as a legitimate prescription drug on the internet right now as far as the opioids. Now, here's the other thing. Let me just finish. If the kid says, oh, I don't want to take a pill because I'm going to snort some cocaine, that's not going to kill you. Well, maybe, you know, 20 years ago, snorting cocaine wasn't going to kill you unless you had a bad heart. Now, you could bet that the cocaine has been contaminated and there's a good chance it has fentanyl in it. So the illicit drug supply is tainted and fentanyl is everywhere.
Yeah, and this just comes from all the work that I've done in public schools. We've seen children die from vape laced with fentanyl, marijuana laced with fentanyl. Here in Virginia, at Amherst, I think it was grade school, a story last year where kids were poisoned, didn't die, but were hospitalized, five of these grade school kids from gummy bears poisoned with fentanyl. So what we're talking about here is when people say, kids shouldn't take fentanyl or a drug dealer shouldn't take fentanyl, they're not talking about a fentanyl pill. What we're talking about here is a disguised drug or chemical or whatever it is, the poison in that, that people don't even know they're taking it.
Exactly. And keep in mind, you know, from the bad guy's perspective, it's much cheaper to make the synthetic opioid than make, for example, heroin. You know, the process is much simpler. It's not plant-based. You don't have to worry about the weather. You don't have to worry about the farmers. You don't have to worry about watering it. You just make it very quickly in a lab, in a backyard, in a basement. A lot of these fentanyl labs are not that sophisticated, so they're easy to set up. They're very difficult to detect. And we also have the production of fentanyl pills all throughout America as well. It's not just coming in from Mexico. We have people ordering up online different types of chemicals, and they're buying pill presses from China, and they're making this stuff. We seized the pill press, Roman, by the way, last year in East Haven, Connecticut, one pill press in a garage where the guy was capable of producing 100,000 pills per hour.
The Roman Gabriel Show. Fentanyl poisoning, America's silent killer. Another Blair's. 500,000 lives lost in 5 years, more than World War II. The music crescendos and the weight of those words sinks in. This isn't a Hollywood thriller. It's the stark reality unfolding in homes, schools, and communities across the nation. Fentanyl doesn't discriminate. It's a thief in the night, stealing futures with ruthless efficiency. This is a red, white, and blue health crisis. It's a unifying emergency that demands attention, a threat touching every corner of the country. Enter the Sold Out Youth Foundation, SOYF. A beacon of hope amid the chaos. Picture classrooms filled with students watching a gripping video that lays bare the truth about fentanyl. With over 84% of American kids in public schools, SOYF's mission is urgent. Equip them with knowledge. Visit soldouttv.com. Learn more. Get involved.
The Roman Gabriel Show.
Welcome to the Roman Gabriel Show. Faith, family, sports. Now, back to the Roman Gabriel Show.
Derek Maltz with us, former acting DEA administrator. Let's move on to what you talked about, which I think is critically important for parents. It's one thing, if parents aren't paying attention to what their kids are doing on social networking on their phones, but it's another thing when you talk about bad actors on the internet, places like Snapchat, that are actually selling these fake pharmaceutical pills and approaching our children through the internet, whether that be through a video game or whether that be through Snapchat, texting, whatever it is. Why is it so important for parents to pay attention with this? Because you and I both know angel parents who have lost their children through their child overcoming the safety protocols on social networking or on a Snapchat, and taking their credit card, purchasing what they think is a pharmaceutical pill. It comes through the US mail in a nice tidy package to the house, and the child or teenager or adult goes to their bedroom or their bathroom, opens up the package, takes the pill, and it's one of these fake fentanyl pills that you're talking about that have been illicitly put together, and now you have a death on your hand. So talk about what we're up against with social networking and why it's so important that we get legal ramifications to try to help us with this.
Right. So technology is changing the world rapidly every day. And in a lot of ways, it helps us all be more productive. And I'm a big social media guy. I appreciate the comedy and the videos that are out there. It's really entertainment. And for the kids, they spend a significant amount of time on these different social media sites, not just one company. Three main companies, they're on there all day long. So the bad guys are going to take advantage of that. They, like I said before, criminals take advantage of weaknesses and vulnerabilities. Well, they know these young kids, they're not super educated on this stuff, and but they're spending hours and hours on the social media sites. So they use algorithms and they figure out, what kids' pattern of behavior is, and then they're able to, have this access for these kids to something that never existed when we grew up. Roman, if you wanted to buy drugs, at least in my area, you had to go to some inner city and had to go into a bad area and try to buy drugs, which most kids would stay away from that. Well, now you just go into your bedroom, you click on a social media site. And by the way, we have many cases of the dealer going right to the house, delivering the pill to the young American and getting paid on a Cash App or one of these, financial apps that are out there. And next thing you know, the kid's found dead in the bedroom. This is a lot more prevalent than people think. And they're very, very young. And so the technology has enhanced the ability for the cartels and the criminals to get the poison to the customer. And that's really sad because, in the standpoint of the nefarious customer, maybe sitting in China, this is helping them kill at an unprecedented level. And like you said before, we've never seen anything like this in the history of the country. So this is a lot more serious than what most people believe, is going on. This is why I've been actually screaming from the rooftop for many years that we need very short, 30-second, 45-second social media reels to be put on there by influencers, people that the kids are following. Put them all over these social media sites at the same time you're doing the mandatory education in the schools, and you'll have a pretty good, audience to hit and to educate. Right now, I see these fentanyl-free ads, and I appreciate President Trump trying to do the right thing and trying to get the ads out there. They're very scary. They show kids that are dying from these drugs. But what kid's watching Fox News at 8 o'clock in the morning on this fentanyl-free ad? Like, it's a waste. Now, it's kind of maybe hitting like some adults,
Right.
but we need to hit the kids. The kids are the ones that are sitting in the room, and they're the ones that are depressed and anxious. And that's why we have to do this. Is I'm very, very adamant about this, Roman, and I know you've been a warrior out there trying to fight this and trying to recruit people, trying to get these influences. I don't want to be mean, but unfortunately, the kids today, they're not following the athletes that you and I followed growing up. They're following the 22-year-olds, the Caitlin Clarks, they're following, you know, the Taylor Swifts of the world.
Right.
You know, even a guy like Tom Brady, like the young kids, they may not even know who he is. They may have heard of him. So we got to get the young influences, the celebrities, the role models, and we can make a lot of progress by making sure they understand that this is not the same old drug issue.
Derek Maltz with us on the Roman Gabriel Show, RomanGabrielShow.com, and he knows all about this issue, being the former acting administrator of the DEA. And Derek, what I want to do right now is ask you some very quick questions. I want to get as much information out as we can to our audience. So let's have quick answers, because these are some regular questions that come to me all the time from parents, from school administrators, and from children. Why is the stigma such about fentanyl that many adults either don't know or they're afraid to talk about it?
Well, the U.S. government failed in their number one duty to educate the population on threats to society. So that's being addressed now by President Trump, but we have a long way to go.
And this one I get asked all the time. I don't understand, why would drug dealers want to kill their clientele?
Great question. I get that all the time as well. The Mexican cartels really don't want to kill their customer, but they really don't care. They're trying to maximize profits. The more people that get addicted to their products, the more money they make. So that's the answer.
And Derek, how much money are the cartels making with this product and taking it across the border?
The Mexican cartels are a multi-billion dollar enterprise. Thank God President Trump shut down their migrant smuggling revenue. But now drugs are worldwide and they're making billions.
And a lot of people ask this as well. Why would China send a dangerous precursor like this that they don't allow in their own country to Mexico?
Because America is an exigential threat. Sorry. It's a threat to them. We are a big adversary. We're an economic powerhouse. We're military powers. They want to destabilize the country. In my opinion, the COVID virus was deliberate. That really did damage on our country. And they're pushing these poisonous substances into America at record levels for a reason. They want to destabilize our country.
Okay, so the last one is this one. There is one way to combat a opioid overdose. And that's called Narcan Naloxone. That can be in a shot or a nasal spray. Explain to people what that is and how they can get it.
Well, thank God for Narcan. I mean, it's available all over the place. They can get it for free in many locations. It's readily available, and a lot of people have it at home. But the bottom line is it's going to reverse most of the opioid, let's just say overdoses, even though I don't like to use that word.
Okay, tell me the key things that people go through so people can explain what it looks like when someone's having an opioid overdose or a fentanyl overdose.
Well, obviously they just pass out, and so if you have the Narcan available, you squirt it in the nose. It's real simple. You squirt in the nose, and then you can revive them. The problem is some of these synthetic opioids on the streets, you're going to have to squirt several doses of Narcan into the nose before they're going to react, and they may not respond. And xylazine is not an opioid. This is only going to help opioid poisonings, opioid overdoses. It's not going to help some of these other drugs.
So if we have it, for example, my wife and I have it in our backpack. We've got it in our car. We've got it in our home. Here in North Carolina, as of 2 years ago, the head narcotics officer was at an event where he said that documented we had over 80,000 resuscitations in the state of North Carolina, that people that would be dead today, as you said, that were revived by Narcan Naloxone. So in terms of adults, this is a question that I get with this. Mr. Gabriel, what happens if I give Narcan Naloxone and it's not an opioid overdose?
Well, they better get that patient to the hospital as soon as possible. And that happens a lot more now because the opioids that are being discovered are more potent, and one shot or two shots of Narcan is not really helping.
And if it isn't an opioid overdose, then it really can't hurt you, correct?
Understanding is it's not going to hurt you no matter what it is. It's only going to help, and it's a miracle drug, so I recommend everybody has access to it.
Derek Maltz with us here on the Roman Gabriel Show, RomanGabrielShow.com. And please, that's why we're doing this video and audio. Send this to your friends. I found that the most effective way to educate people is through their devices, the way people are comfortable in the privacy of their own home or office to be able to look at the information. And it's one of the reasons, Derek, in our school program that, you know, we made it an online program after COVID, 100% online, so that we could leverage the school's already existing communication system where they're able to communicate daily with parents through the parental portals, where they're able to communicate with the teachers and staff through the staff portal, and in-classroom direct education presentation through video to the students where you can prove results and where it's targeted. So let's talk about education. Derek, you know, I believe that, you know, the statistics are that 84% of the high-risk kids, 5 to 18, that are most at risk for fentanyl poisoning reside in public schools. So if we have a public school system that is set up perfectly through their online and computer curriculum to be able to deliver programs like this, why is it that I'm having, and so many others, we're working so hard to convince schools to do this when it takes basically 8 minutes and 57 seconds to show a simple video to save children's lives?
Well, it's hard to even explain it, but politics are so powerful in this country because they don't understand it, and because they have existing curriculum that they have that they believe is the best, they don't want to change, right? It's like anybody in government operations. They are resistant to change. But they also don't want to, you know, start what they believe is a political issue in their school district. And like I said so many times, right, this is not a red or a blue issue. It's a red, white, and blue issue. Every American should unite on it. And by the way, you know, Roman, there's another saying that I've been using a while. When we were kids, we learned from mistakes. Unfortunately, now kids are dying from mistakes. You can't treat or educate a kid in the morgue. It's too late. So school boards, school superintendents, principals, wake up, because you're missing the boat, and you will have blood on your hands when these kids go down in your school and they can't be saved. Look at that little boy over my shoulder, 1-year-old Dominican boy who went to daycare in New York City. And because the place was used to stash fentanyl, the poor kid died. And that kid has no future. And that's why he's in the back here, because I want everyone to know this can happen to anybody's kid. But it's totally irresponsible that these educators are not educated themselves. So wake up. They shouldn't be resisting. And the grieving families around America are fighting every day to try to get into the schools. So I know exactly what you're talking about. And it happened to me. A local school district here in Northern Virginia, somebody recommended highly that I go in and speak to the entire community, not just the kids, but the parents. And they wouldn't let it happen.
Well, I tell you, the key words that we're getting some status with the schools is this: we need to be proactive, not reactive. We need to be in a position where we're risk mitigators. And one of the things that we have been able to get the attention of the school boards and superintendents has been the fact that, as you just said, do you really want it on your conscience when your first job in schools is to protect students? To
exactly.
Say that you have the life-saving information available that could have been disseminated to every student, every parent, and every staff and administrator in your district, you chose not to, there's a hospitalization or a death, that's a classic lawsuit coming. And one of the things that we've done effectively is that parents have to sign off through the portal that they receive the fentanyl information, so that if one of their children, God forbid, dies or is hospitalized and you receive the information but you chose not to talk to your children about it.
Exactly.
We have to have accountability, but we can't have it until everybody has the educational information. And this isn't rocket science. I mean, we actually have a response system in our program where we see thousands of students that respond to what they see in the video presentation in their classroom, and they tell us what they learn. Mr. Gabriel, thank you that I now understand how dangerous fentanyl is. Thank you that I know that I can't go on my phone and order anything online. Thank you that now I know how to protect myself. I know how to help my friends because I don't want to see them die either. So One thing that has come out of this that I've seen, and this is my 30th year or so in public schools, is the first time that I have seen Derek's students realize, first generation, that we can't experiment if we want to stay alive, that we're not ironclad. They just don't have the privilege that we had back in the day of living through a poor decision.
Roman, I hate to do this to you, but I got to get on this call. I got a meeting. It was unbelievable talking to you. I really appreciate the friendship. I appreciate your work. You're a natural leader. You inspire me every day to help, continuing to push. We work closely with the families. I look forward to building stronger relationships when Sarah Carter becomes the United States drug czar, because she can use your help and use your program. Thank you, my friend, and I'll talk to you later.
Derek, God bless you. Thanks for coming on the Roman Gabriel Show, my friend.
The Roman Gabriel Show.
What is inside this vial could kill you almost instantly. Fentanyl is now the leading cause of death for young people in the United States. Let's make this clear. It does not matter how well you think you know someone. It does not matter if they tell you the drug that they have is really what they say it is. You both do not know if fentanyl is in that drug until it is too late. These drugs are being blended together by random people who do not care about you and bagged up for a quick profit. Again, you won't know until it's too late.
Visit soldouttv.com. Learn more. Get involved.
The Roman Gabriel Show.
Thanks for listening to The Roman Gabriel Show. For more exclusive content, go to RomanGabrielShow.com.